Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just starts to really hear the Holy Spirit really develop on how to her spiritual ear, to have the ear to hear him, so that she can just walk with him and have real clarity, knowing every day what it is that she's supposed to do and how to stay in your perfect will. Ask all these priests in Jesus' name, amen. So just going through Isaiah 33 and talking about times of judgment, and how to hear the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to be guiding you through these times. You both need to be hidden and tucked away in Christ, okay? And then having the Holy Spirit be developing the ability to hear him really clearly and letting him direct you from day to day, moment to moment, okay? Instant to instant. You're going to hit these points where you're not going to know what to do. You're not going to know to go, do I go left or do I go right, okay? And it's nothing that you can buy. There's nothing outward. It's something. It's that parable of the five wise and five foolish virgins. You need to know him, okay? You need to know him. You need to know how he talks, and you need to be able to hear him. And in those moments, you're going to know, okay, this is what he wants me to do, and then be able to obey, okay? Right now is the time to start developing that. Talking about how he talks to you in different ways. He can talk both from within you and then outwardly. And then you want to be paying attention to your dreams. I've seen him talk a lot to the church through dreams lately. This is Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 16, it says, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." This is Peter speaking. "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." Okay. "And I will show wonders in heaven, heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke." Okay. And he goes on to talk there. But the Holy Spirit talks to dreams. Now, you have to be really careful, because you can have a lot of demonic dreams as well. So it's something that, again, you just have to really walk with the Holy Spirit and just get to know him and be practicing discernment, just like in all things, okay? Because you want to make sure you don't have any unclean spirits, okay? There's a teaching that talks about self-deliverance, of how to get demons out, okay? That's up on the podcast that you can listen to if you think you may have any unclean spirits. But demons will give you dreams, okay? They will give you really weird dreams and stuff and deceptions, both if you have any unclean spirits, but then also too, they'll give you them as you're sleeping, even if you don't, and, you know, they'll attack you and try and mix you up real good. But just a couple of things. He does talk through dreams. Now, dream interpretation is an actual gift itself, okay? There's certain times where you may need help to understand them, okay? And if you do, you can go to the website, because we do help out with dream interpretation. And make an appointment if you have a dream you think that you need help understanding it. But just kind of to go over a few things when trying to understand your dreams. But the Holy Spirit will, you want to be really careful in a place where of humility, though, because I have seen people unfortunately think that they know what a dream means, and they're mistaken, okay? And the dream was actually like really important, and they need to know what it meant. So you just have to be really, really humble, because it's just like anything else with the Holy Spirit. If it's correct, you'll see it bear fruit, okay? And it'll connect and direct your path and make sense. So if you find yourself in a place of stumbling and confusion, then you may be off on that. But the Holy Spirit does help you understand your dreams as well, okay? So when you wake up, if you had a dream, you do want to pray, read your Bible, seek him about it, and see what you think it meant, okay? Or if he's telling you what it means, you'll see throughout the day things will happen, and the dream will just start, you'll remember it, okay? But he does talk in dreams, okay? Some things, just going over some basic things. Now, I don't want to get into any debates or anything like that, because this is kind of a touchy subject, but the Whore of Babylon, a lot of people think it's like the Catholic Church and stuff like that. But this is just very practically what I've seen, okay, and through dreams. The Whore of Babylon is the spirit of the world, okay. And I'm saying this specifically for very practical sense, because if you see yourself dreaming about a woman, okay, and she's making a lot of problems, or she's just doing things or whatever, okay, or you're having dreams about somebody else and they're engaged with this woman and there's even something sexual going on, okay, or whatever, just there's this woman and she's just something's going on with her and it seems important, you don't understand what's going on, you might be dreaming about the Whore of Babylon. Because he's pulling people out of the world, okay? So he may be letting you know that you're engaged in the world in some way and you need to pull out, okay? And that'll be really important in terms of times of judgment, because any part of you that is a part of this world, okay, and connected, okay, to this world, you need to sever, okay? Because those are places, points at which you're going to see judgment, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. We'll continue. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, growing closer to you, and just really growing close to your Holy Spirit and cherishing Him, and desiring to know and understand what He's trying to tell her to do. Ask all these prayers you've always in Jesus' name. Amen.